You're listening to The Breakfast Buzz
on demand.
News that actually matters.
Nina's 60 Second Skinny.
I've got some CMT Music Award news. It's going to be hosted by Little Big Town, going to air on June 6th from Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. And I'm hearing that Blake Shelton's going to perform, Chris Stapleton, Kelly Clarkson, Kelsey Ballerini, Luke Bryan, Sam Hunt, and yeah. Big show. That's just the beginning. ESPN has signed a deal with UFC. So the details are it's going to be a five-year deal worth $750 million. ESPN will be home of UFC, showing upwards of 45 fights per year. Right now, UFC currently airs on Fox Sports and will continue until the contract ends in December. Nice. The change is because of ratings slipping. Mm-hmm. There has been a study put out, research has been done about America's most trusted brands. And here are some of the top ones that I found kind of like, okay, I get it. People love Patron. That's the favorite tequila. Okay. Hellman's is the favorite mayonnaise. Are you a mayo person?
Yeah, I love mayonnaise.
Me too. It's bad for you, but it's good.
Cholesterol high. Yeah, mayonnaise good.
The Pepsi people are going to be real mad, but soft drink is Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
And adult sunscreen, Coppertone / Neutrogena, they tied.
Got it.
Okay. I am not even mad at Prince Harry and Meghan Markle for this story. People are saying that they left their reception early. Now,
hey,
I get it because they had the ceremony, which I think on a level of like 1 to 10 stress and all eyes on you, it's probably a 10, right?
It's a 25.
Yeah. So you get up early, you get ready. They had a lunch reception and then they had a evening reception. Mm. They were at it all day. Granted, it is their wedding day, but they were said to be exhausted. And you saw Harry bite his lip during the ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
He was probably trying to have some alone time with his new...
Kind of cut out early?
Duchess. Okay, so here's a Mark Wahlberg story.
Mm-hmm.
Let me preface this by saying he made a teddy bear raunchy with Ted. Okay? I'm going to say that first. I hear he wants to reboot Captain Kangaroo. He has kids, and he's trying to figure out cool ways to get his kids interested in science, technology, and engineering. I'm just concerned that... I just want to make sure that it's kid-friendly.
Yeah.
And people love Captain Kangaroo. Should they be messing with it? Should they change it?
I don't know. I mean, if it's a reboot, they've redone a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know if, like, children's material is Marky Mark's forte.
I don't know.
I guess we'll see.
Just don't do what you did with Ted. Not okay.
Captain Kangaroo has to be bleeped every 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's probably a bad
idea. It ain't going to work.
I'm Nina D. That's her 60 Second Skinny.
Listen to The Breakfast Buzz.
Listen to
it's weekdays starting at 5:30.
On the new Camel at 107.9.